I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX, sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
Joe Pott from the Newbold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Friday morning means our chat with the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. And John, they didn't get last night's game, but 3 out of 4 to start this final homestand. Pretty good start for the Redbirds.
That it is. A little disappointing they couldn't get key hits that they needed, even though Brendan Donovan had a terrific game. He had 4 hits and drove in 2 runs last night. Paul Goldschmidt had a couple of hits and scored 2 runs, but not much else to the offense. And it was a night where the Pirates got some key hits, something that they had failed to do in the other games. But they won 3, and now the Cleveland Guardians are in for 3 to wrap up the home season.
And they've had some really good starting pitching in this homestand so far.
Yes, they have. And I thought Fetty had a pretty good start to the game last night, and he left with a 1-run lead. And Andrew Kittredge has been so good all year, but he's had a few occasions where he's given up some big hits, and a home run last night tied the ball game. And then Ryan Fernandez has been so good. And we're going to look back on this year, Joe, and we're going to say, the strength of the team was the Cardinal bullpen. There's no question about that.
Yeah, one of the best that the Cardinals have had in a long time. When you talk about Ryan Fernandez, a Rule 5 guy who's played a huge part in this bullpen, and of course, as you mentioned, Andrew Kittredge being acquired from Tampa Bay. So as you said, much more good to talk about with those guys than bad.
Yeah, well, what Ryan Helsley has been able to do at the end of the bullpen and how he's bounced back from injury problems last year, and he had a really good finish last year to the last week, 10 days of the season, and carried that over into 2024. But the idea is go out there, play as hard as they can, and win as many as they can. And we have 3 against the Guardians, go on the road to play 3 at Colorado, and then 3 at San Francisco.
You mentioned it, the offense didn't get the key hits last night, and of course we're seeing a little bit of a different lineup than we've seen during the year here in the last couple of weeks, and you've got a lot of the younger guys in there. Are you seeing the things that you want to see from some of these players, John, moving into 2025?
Well, let's hope that Oliver Marble and John Mozeliak and all of those evaluating are seeing what they want to see to be able to make moves and be able to set up the roster and then invite those they want to bring into spring training when we get down to Jupiter and get everything started up in February in 2025. But last night, Lucan Baker just missed one in the ninth inning. Just got under a little bit against a very tough, hard-throwing left-hander, Aroldis Chapman. I like what I've seen from Lucan Baker coming off the bench, especially against left-handed pitching. And he's had a much different approach, and he's been here before, and I think he's made good use, and he put that experience to test. And last night, it's unfortunate. He just missed one. They had some hard-hit balls against Aroldis Chapman, but just couldn't push across the needed runs to tie it or win it.
And, John, Kyle Gibson goes tonight in the opener against Cleveland.
I like what I've seen from Kyle and what he's brought to the club this year, along with Lance Lynn in terms of experience and what he's brought to the clubhouse. And really happy for Lynn the way he finished up before going back on the injured list with the sore knee. That guy has so much determination, and he has so much grit that it was fun to have Lance back in the Cardinal clubhouse. And the same for Kyle Gibson.
First pitch tonight is 7:15. Our pregame coverage begins at 6:20. John, thanks for the time.
You got it, Joe. Always good to talk to you.
That is the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. I'm Joe Pott, KMOX Sports.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.